You know what Americans have become really, really good at? Rage watching the news like it's a horror movie we can't turn off. We've turned current events into a Netflix binge where every episode ends on a cliffhanger and somehow gets worse. We're addicted to outrage like it's premium cable. Oh no, something terrible happened. I better watch 17 different takes on how terrible it is, then read 47 tweets about how much more terrible it could get. It's like emotional self-harm, but with commercials. Americans have turned doom-scrolling into a competitive sport. We wake up and immediately check our phones to see what fresh hell awaited us while we slept. Good morning! Let me just see which institutions collapsed overnight and why everything is worse than yesterday. We spend more time consuming bad news than we spend actually living our lives. It's like being so worried about food poisoning that you forget to eat. I can't enjoy this beautiful day because I just read an article about how beautiful days might be ending forever. Here's the crazy thing. While we're all inside freaking out about the apocalypse, there are actual people outside living actual lives. Kids are learning to ride bikes. Neighbors are helping each other with groceries. Someone just figured out how to make sourdough bread that doesn't taste like disappointment. We've trained ourselves to find the cloud in every silver lining. Sure, unemployment is down, but what about the theoretical unemployment that could happen in a hypothetical recession? We're like professional pessimists with anxiety disorders and high-speed internet. Americans have become so good at expecting the worst that we're actually disappointed when things go well. Wait, that problem got solved? But I already mentally prepared for 17 different catastrophe scenarios. What am I supposed to worry about now? You know what's actually happening in America right now? Millions of people are doing their jobs, helping their families, creating art, starting businesses, falling in love, and making their communities better. But we're too busy watching people on TV argue about theoretical disasters to notice. We're living in the safest, most prosperous time in human history, and we're convinced it's the worst time ever because we have access to every terrible thing happening everywhere all at once. It's like having a fire hose of global anxiety pointed directly at our brains 24 hours a day. The news has figured out that fear sells better than hope, so they're serving us terror with a side of terror and a terrorist movie for dessert. Coming up after the break, why your happiness might be killing you, and seven new things to panic about. Meanwhile, actual America is out there doing amazing stuff. We've got farmers feeding the world, teachers inspiring kids, doctors saving lives, engineers building cool things, and artists making beauty out of nothing. But none of that makes headlines because local teacher does good job, doesn't get clicks. We're so focused on what's broken that we've forgotten to notice what's working. It's like staring at a crack in the wall while ignoring that you're in a beautiful house. This crack represents the fundamental decay of Western civilization. Dude, maybe we'll just hang a picture over it and enjoy the rest of your gorgeous home. You want to know what's great about America? We've got national parks that will blow your mind, cities full of incredible food, music scenes that make the whole world dance, and neighbors who will help you move furniture, even though they barely know you. We've got libraries where you can borrow almost any book ever written for free, roads that connect every corner of the country, and the legal right to complain about all of it publicly without getting arrested. That's pretty amazing when you think about it. Americans are so busy arguing about politics that we're missing out on actual life. There are concerts happening, festivals to attend, trails to hike, friends to laugh with, and sunsets that don't care about your political affiliation. Here's a radical idea. What if we spent less time consuming other people's outrage and more time creating our own joy? What if instead of doom-scrolling, we went outside and talked to our neighbors? What if we turned off the news and turned on some music? The world will keep spinning, whether or not you watch every single breaking news alert. The Republic will survive if you miss a few Twitter arguments. Democracy will somehow continue even if you don't read every op-ed about why everything is terrible. So maybe, just maybe, we could try focusing on what's actually good about this place. Because for all our problems, America is still the country where you can wake up with a crazy idea and turn it into a business, where you can drive 3,000 miles and never need a passport, and where someone will always argue with you about the best way to make barbecue. And honestly, that's pretty great.